The Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.
Financial Survival Network is presented to you by Regal Assets. Buy and sell physical gold and silver through your existing retirement plan 100% tax-free with Regal Assets. If you want to include physical gold or silver in your existing IRA or old 401k, request your free investment kit, which was recently featured in the Forbes and Smart Money Wall Street Journal magazines. Call toll-free 855-678-6620, 855-678-6620, or visit regalassets.com. We are now into September, which means that it's time for Mickey Fulps' monthly market review. Hey, Mickey, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Good to be back.
Hey, good to have you. And I'm afraid that August wasn't the boring month that we were anticipating, was it?
Well, it probably wasn't as boring as we thought it may be. The Dow hit a four-year high, although it didn't finish the month at a four-year high. It finished less than 1% up. S&P 500 up 2%. NASDAQ up a little bit more than 4%. The small caps, Russell 2000 up 3%. So all the markets were up this month. Resource-heavy Toronto major board was up 2.5%. And lo and behold, the Toronto Venture Exchange. We were worried about the summer doldrums in August. And really, the summer doldrums happened in June, and the market was up 5% on the Toronto index. Now, it's still down 16% year to date. So it's hasn't come all the way back. And then the emerging markets were basically flat over the month of August.
Yeah, you could have called that venture exchange there. You could have called it the Weekend at Bernie's exchange, because, man, they're dropping like flies over there.
Yeah. Well, I've been harping about this for a couple of years now, that we need to eliminate about 80% of these juniors. And it's a painful process, because the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater in these bear markets. But we're seeing some juniors really start to struggle, and they don't belong, and I think that's good. So, there are a value out there for certain stocks, and this is the time to be picking away at them.
Yeah, there are definitely some great values. There are companies that are worth more dead than alive that are trading for little more than the value of their cash per share. And it doesn't really take too much to identify those opportunities. You just have to do some Google searches and you'll find them. And then hopefully if they've got a somewhat good business plan, you kind of just hold them and wait for the market to catch up.
And the other thing that's encouraging, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, I've certainly mentioned this in some of my other interviews, but the thing that has been encouraging to me throughout the summer is that good drill results, new discoveries are being rewarded substantially. So the market's not dead. It's dead, and there are dying juniors, and that's good, but the market itself is looking for good stories, and those are being rewarded. And a lot of that, Gary, has to do with this continuing strength of metals. The master manipulator did his deed from Jackson Hole. I must say it's all mental masturbation to me, but he moved the price of gold up about $50 at the end of the day. It's kind of curious. We had a London close on Friday, the end of the month, at 1649. So you add 5 hours to that, and you have New York close, and Bernanke did his deed, and gold was up 1692, up 5% over the month. Silver was the very good performer, up almost 14%. We expect that, because it's always more volatile on the upside and the downside than gold. The big performer of the month, besides platinum. Silver, was platinum.
Yours and my favorite,
very
right?
much oversold, and it was up 8.5% to $15.35 on Friday, and it's actually held in $15.69 at New York close today. Palladium was up almost 7%, so platinum got very oversold. It was a buying opportunity. I bought some platinum at these low prices. I'm very happy with those purchases.
Yeah, it was down below $1,400, and it was over $200 cheaper the ounce than gold. I mean, that ratio must have hit an all-time low. We always talk about ratios because that really helps you put the relative markets into perspective.
Well, it was at 0.88 at the end of July, and it's rebounded to 0.93 now. So platinum is making a comeback. It still hasn't gotten, except for a brief time back in February or March, if memory serves, hadn't gotten back to where we expect it with a ratio of at least one. But we'll see.
Patience.
And with all these strikes and labor difficulties in South Africa, it's still curious to me why platinum hadn't started to roar. But we just look at these as buying opportunities. For the broader markets, we always look at copper as with its PhD in economics, and it's still reflecting the tepid economy of the world, in my opinion. It's been flat and really range-bound this entire year, basically between 330, 335, and 390, settled in at the end of the month at 343. This despite U.S. smelters producing near historic lows. There's lots of maintenance. There's only three smelters still producing refined copper in the U.S. Exports were strong, and inventories remain low. So that tells us, even though economies are not humming along as we would like, there is still an underlying strong demand for copper. Going into energy issues, those were really the real performers over the month. Both Brent and WTI up about 10%. Gas took a step back. I think that was probably expected because it had something on the order of 45 to 50% gains total over the last 3 months. Uranium weakness continued. That's seasonal. We will expect some uranium rebound. Uranium closed at $49 for the month. With the mid-September World Nuclear Association meeting, that gets all the players together, and there's always bartering of uranium on the short-term contract spot price. So we would expect a little bit of a rebound in the uranium business this month, I think. The dollar index and the euro, it's kind of the same old with the European Central Bank and Bernanke trading shots across the bow. So we'll leave it at that with those things.
It's a seesaw with the dollar and the euro. And I think
teetering on the totter, I prefer to call it.
Yeah, teeter totter. Yeah. Yeah, it just kind of goes back and forth, and it doesn't really go anyplace. And you look at the turmoil in Europe and, Spain, they're having this bank run that looks pretty serious. Trying not to get too caught up in it. My old partner always used to say, the situation is, it's always hopeless, but never serious. And that's the world economy when you get down to it. You know, it's always hopeless, but just don't take it too seriously because you really don't know what's happening behind the scenes. But yeah, I'm thinking the oil prices, they look pretty firm. You know, they've really kind of, they've been in that $85 to $95 range. And I don't know what's going to shake them off, because as the developed demand, the developed countries' demand decreases, China, India, the developing world increases. So we're not seeing really any decrease in consumption, even though the world economy is arguably in the pits.
Well, that's true. And I don't know if you're aware, but I just came back from a 6-country tour of Europe, all work and no play. I found that I could travel. I did travel all the way through those 6 countries, and a couple of them were just stopovers in airports, but I did spend time on the ground in 4 countries. I made the entire trip without ever exchanging a euro or a dollar for a euro. I lived on my American Express card and good old US dollars. And I'll tell you, Carrie, there was only one place where my US dollars were not welcomed, and that was Dresden. And as far as I'm concerned, it's still part of East Germany. the difference between Eastern Germany, Dresden, and Western Germany in Frankfurt is night and day. The taxi cab driver was not very fond of taking my U.S. dollars in for that taxi ride, but in Spain, my U.S. dollars were welcomed.
And your American Express card too, right?
Absolutely. I think I had to use my Visa twice when I got somebody, a cab driver someplace. I guess that was actually in Spain. The cab driver didn't take American Express, but everywhere else I was able to do that, and came home with a couple of good Spanish bottles of wine and some fantastic cheeses, and it's a party at my house now.
Oh, it sounds great. I love Spanish wine. It is the best value per bottle of just about any wine from a major wine-producing country out there. I mean, the Riojas. But, hey, we're not dealing with wine futures yet, are we? Maybe that's
well,
for the next show.
We probably could add that. I used to actually buy wine futures of some of my favorites, but that was a few years ago. So,
Initially, when they started it, it seemed to have been a better deal than it became over the years. And now with the internet, you can get some good deals on wines that you never could before. There's a cognac that I love that is almost impossible to find in New York. I went on the internet and I looked all over the country for it, and I found it in a place in New Jersey, believe it or not. And you can do things like that that you couldn't do a few short years ago. So the internet, the great equalizer, the great consumer purchasing tool, and if you got that and an American Express card, you really don't need much else.
And friends in Northwest Spain who own restaurants and used to be wine stewards in London always helps too, Carrie.
Oh, hey. Well, I'll have to go make some of them. Well, hey, till next week, till next month, Mickey, we will see where these markets head. But, man, if they're anything like August, we're going to see some real fireworks, that's for sure.
Well, it could be, and we've stated all summer long, and in fact, starting in April in Chicago, if memory serves, I saw no catalyst on the horizon to move the junior resource sector except Labor Day when people come back to work. And, you know, the markets are looking stronger, and so we'll address that idea at the end of the month, and I look forward to talking to you at that time, Carrie.
Hey, you too, Mickey. You be well. I will see you in a couple of weeks at Hard Assets Chicago.
I look forward to that, Carrie.
Hey, you too. Be well, Mickey.